Unitego will be kicking off here. Newfield will be receiving. Bouncing ball. We'll get to the 30-yard line here. Ball's on the turf, but Newfield just recovering on the 30-yard line. So the Newfield Trojans will start going right to left here in the third quarter, trailing 26-6.
And that was close. Like you said, they just got it. The ball is bouncing around. And as we've talked about many times in time a little bit too, when the grass gets like this, it's a beautiful natural grass field. But when it gets cool like this, the moisture does make the ball a little bit more slick and stuff, harder to pick up. And Unitego almost with a huge play to start the second half.
Yeah, that was it was close. They had a chance at it, but nice job by Newfield to fall on that at the last moment. So 26-6 our score. Newfield with the ball going right to left. They're in the white tops, the green pants, and the green helmets with the white trim. Pretty much the opposite for Unitego. Green uniform, green pants, green helmet with the white trim. Ball's on the turf, and Unitego falls on it. They tried to hand off on first down to Malcolm Jenkins. It popped free, and Devin Stilson, big number 7, on the line is there to scoop it up. And a huge turn of events there for the Spartans. Well done. Wow, first play of the third quarter, not what you wanted. And Malcolm Jenkins limping off here, might have hurt an ankle. And he's been the real weapon tonight here for Newfield.
Yeah, the backs collided in the backfield, so there was obviously some miscommunication on the play there. They ran into each other. The ball goes on the ground. And as you said, the biggest part of that probably is the left ankle for Jenkins.
Yeah, Jenkins over to the bench. They're going to try to help him out. Unitego getting the ball back in the meantime. Jacob Sargent is tripped up, so he picked up maybe a yard or two. Going to be second down and about 7 to go as the ball is at the 25-yard line. So Unitego Franklin going left to right, deep inside Newfield territory. And now Unitego really in control here. If Newfield had, marched down, put some points on the board there, you might say you got a whole new ball game. But instead, a big opportunity for the Spartans. They hand off to Vandermark on the outside. He's tackled at the 15, but a flag coming out here from the back judge. And this is going to be a hold against Unitego on offense. So that negates that nice run there by Jacob Vandermark, who already has 2 touchdowns tonight, 1 on the ground and 1 through the air. So again, Nate Lowe, Sky Thompson with you tonight here on WCDO. Also online, WCDOsports.com, our live audio stream of tonight's game. It's free, courtesy of SFCU. We also have our game audio archive. We record all these games. We put them up there so you can go back and download them anytime at WCDOsports.com. One more thing, if you are looking for local scores and standings, you can also check out NateLowe.com anytime as we're constantly covering soccer and volleyball, golf, all the other sports that our local teams around the MAC and the Tri-County are playing. Hand off to Vandermark here on second and long. Picks up some good yardage. And going to be about third down and, this is going to be 3rd and 5. Very manageable here, Sky, for Unitego Franklin.
Big play right there and a nice run by Vandermark. He had the nice run before the hole. They go right back to him in another great game. He's really impressed me tonight. He was not used a whole lot last week when we were here, but another weapon for this Unitego Franklin offense.
Hand off, or the snap to Reese James. He's just going to have to fall on it. As, again, that ball has been slippery here tonight. As we've seen a couple of times, it's been on the ground already here in the third quarter. So 4th down, boy, a loss there of about maybe 8 or 9 yards. Going to be 4th down and about 15 to go. So the Newfield Trojans trying to hold on defense and get this ball back after a costly fumble on their first drive of the third quarter. 10 minutes to go here in the third, and Unitego Franklin leads 26-6. 4th down coming. I'll be interested to see, maybe they go back to the air here like they did late in the second quarter on that touchdown throw from James to Vandermark. James throws over the middle. This one is off the hands of his intended receiver and incomplete. He was looking for Jacob Sargent around the 20-yard line. Turnover on downs, and the Newfield defense holds. Well done by them.
They needed to make that stop, especially with on the very first play of this half, the fumble. It would have been even worse for them, but great stop there to get the ball back. I'm curious to see what they do here offensively without Jenkins right now. He looks like he's putting his cleats back on, but definitely not in the game right now. So we'll see how that changes this offense.
Yeah, they tried to tape him up here real quick, but he's still on the sideline, no helmet, working to get his cleat back on. And, sometimes you roll that ankle, you take the cleat off, sometimes it's not going back on real easy. So we'll see what they do in the meantime with 9:45 to go in the third. And they'll throw on first down, and the pass is incomplete as they tried to throw out to the left wing side. Intended receiver was Warrior Minor on the outside from the QB, Austin Jenny.
And going back to NateLaw.com real quick, top scorers has been like a huge thing for me to look at. Cause
really?
I do. I'm just curious because now it's stats. I don't have to read every word you type.
We did add a new page on NateLaw.com, top scorers, where we're keeping track of goals and assists for local soccer. And I'm hoping to add to that as we go. It's here on first down and 10. Looks like maybe Unitego Franklin jumped early. Who's it going to be on? No, we'll be on the Trojans of Newfield, backing them up five. And it's been fun. We just started it last week, and it's been something I've been thinking about for a long time because I got to give credit. I mean, when the Star used to do it, it was something I think we all really enjoyed, and we looked at it. So I said, I'm going to try it with soccer. I'm hopefully going to add field hockey maybe over the weekend. I think those are the two sports that make sense in the fall. And then I'd like to have it through basketball season, which I think would be really a lot of fun.
Yeah, you do a great job. You mentioned the Star, and we're going to have a play here, but we'll go back to that after this.
Yeah, so this will be a second down and about 15 to go for Newfield, going right to left. They're going to run a sweep to the outside here, up to about the 35-yard line. Riker Reed with some good yardage on the outside as he turns the corner with 9.5 to go in the third. Unitego Franklin leading 26-6 over Newfield. Third down and about 9 to go.
And I remember when I was younger, I would look in there when I was growing up, both boys and girls, because back then Oneonta had some really good boys and girls basketball teams. You had like Maddie Harlem's and Sienna Wissies and stuff for the girls' side.
Yeah.
And boys, you had Dan O'Brien and Alex Mirabideau and all the other guys in the local area. You want to see, you know, what they're doing with the statistics.
Sienna Wissie going into the Hall of Fame, I believe, at OHS this weekend. They try on third down to throw to the outside. Pass is incomplete through the hands there of Riker Reed. Fourth down and 10 coming up for Newfield. Will they go for it again here? I think they will with the ball on their own 35. They seem to just be in let's-give-it-a-try mode. And I think you got to if you got to try to get back into this game with 9 minutes to go in the third. I will say, Sky, the web traffic on the top scores page has been great this week. We've seen a big kick on the website.
Well, I mean, you're like a one-stop shop. I mean, I think you can start selling merchandise next.
Someone said that the other day, and I said, oh, my goodness, I don't know. That's a whole other world. Two wide receivers split to the left. Again, they're trying to get Unitego to jump, and there is a flag. Did Unitego jump here on fourth down? It came from the judge here right behind the Unitego line. Yeah, they got it. It's still going to be fourth down, but they pick up 5 yards here. Somebody flinched, they're saying. So fourth down and about four to go. Yeah, it looks like somebody in that second level, one of the linebackers, might have jumped. So at the 39-yard line. Yeah, to me it looked like he was kind of almost like...
Everyone seems kind of confused right now.
Yeah, like almost kind of faking a blitz. He didn't really move, though. We'll see. Boy, Malcolm Jenkins walking around here on the Newfield sideline real gingerly on his ankle. That's tough.
Yep.
9 minutes to go here in this fourth quarter. And Jenny gets the snap. Rush is coming from Unitego. Jenny steps up in the pocket, and he's going to pick up the first down by about 2 yards. Escaped the collapsing pocket, moves the chains there for Newfield.
He's impressed me tonight. You know, and losing a big weapon like Jenkins, I'll be curious to see how that impacts, of course. But he's moved around the pocket very well when there's been a lot of constant pressure from the Unitego Franklin defensive line.
That was really smart because it was collapsing from the outside. He saw the escape hatch in the middle and was able to get just enough to move the chain. So Newfield now going right to left, nearing midfield, waiting for the snap. Got a man in motion from right to left. They're going to hand it off to Riker Reed up the middle, and collapsing is the Unitego defense. Nowhere to go for Riker Reed there. 8:15 to go in the third, and Unitego Franklin is leading Newfield 26-6. So again, second down and about 9 to go. Malcolm Jenkins still trying to stretch that out on the sidelines, and looks very frustrated with the situation here for the Newfield Trojans.
Yeah, he just hit the bench. You can tell there's a lot of frustration.
So a second and nine. And in the shotgun here is Austin Jenny, the left-handed QB. Wants to hand off. No, throws over the middle. Good fake. He took a heck of a hit there as he let it go. Pass was incomplete. Good coverage over the middle there by Unitego Franklin.
This Unitego Franklin defense really impresses me. They move on the field very well, sideline to sideline. They don't really give up too many big pass plays either.
Yeah, they in the 2 weeks that we've seen them, last week against Thomas Edison, this week against Newfield, the defense has been strong, definitely. Second quarter against Edison last week, Edison was able to put up some points, but I just liked how Unitego just kept coming on defense and would not be denied and then shut them down in the second half.
I was going to say, they didn't give up a point in the second half.
No, it was kind of that little run in the second quarter, and then they regrouped and got it done. Right up the middle here, nowhere to go. A rush from Unitego Franklin, and Austin Jenny had nowhere to go. In fact, he escaped one, but it was two other guys right there to get him. That was a combined effort. Derek Jordan was there. Carl D. Dominicus. Well done. I was going to say Daniel O'Connor was in there as well from the outside wearing number 17. So fourth down now at the Newfield 45-yard line. Coming up on 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. And the Spartans of Unitego Franklin leading 26-6. So another fourth down. They converted the last one. Two wide receivers split to the left. Snap was high. Jenny pulls it down, and the rush was there. Had nowhere to go, and once again he is dropped in the backfield by the Unitego defense. This time Nolan Boyles brings him down. And again, they're just getting contributions from everywhere. It's not like Newfield can double up on one guy who's rushing. It's everybody.
No, we're seeing a lot of different names. I mean, you know, we know like Petrusso and D. Dominicus, but you see a lot of different guys getting involved in making plays. And if you're a defensive coach, or any coach actually, but especially defensive coach, that helps a lot because I can do a lot of different things because I can put a lot of trust in all my guys.
So we're under 7 minutes to go, third quarter. Unitego Franklin gets the ball back. They'll run here on a first down to the 35. Nowhere to go there for Jacob Vandermark. Picked up maybe one or two on the play. But if you're the Spartans right now, you have that luxury of let's run the ball if we want and work some time off the clock. So this will bring up a second down and about eight to go after the two-yard pickup there by Unitego Franklin. That was that run by Jacob Vandermark. Ball at the 35-yard line as the Spartans are in the green with the white trim going left to right. They go back to Jacob Sargent. He hits the hole hard. Jacob Sargent shot out of a cannon. He'll be in for six. There's a flag on the play, but for the moment it's a Unitego Franklin touchdown. Let's see if this one gets called back.
And I see two actually on the field, and both are behind the play. So if you're Sargent and you can see him right now, there's a lot of frustration right there. But I've been there. I know what you feel like.
Yeah, holding call going against Unitego Franklin. Boy, that's a tough break because Sargent went flying through that hole and went into the back of the end zone from about 35 yards out. Tough break. Yeah, he's shaking his head as he comes back to the huddle here.
I saw the flag on the ground. I turned to watch him as soon as he turned around, and you could tell the frustration because you turn around after scoring and you see a flag down, and you're just like, are you kidding me?
Are you thinking that every time you go in the end zone? Like, where's the flag? Where's the flag?
You know, it's funny. One time I did score on a kick return, actually, against Norwich. I have to say that, of course. But I turned around, I saw a flag, and there was a flag down. I'm like, are you serious? Luckily, it was on them, though.
Oh, boy. Hand off here, right back to Sargent. Won't be denied. Runs to the left side this time. Still on his feet. Lost the ball, but it was recovered by Unitego Franklin. Pinballing around at the 20-yard line. Somehow the Spartans held on to that thing. Wow, unbelievable. That thing went through about three different sets of hands, I would say, before the Spartans finally recovered, and the bodies were flying in there. 5:50 to go in the third, 26-6. Unitego Franklin on top of Newfield here tonight, under the lights at the U. And somehow the Spartans hold on to that ball and will have it at the 23-yard line for a first and 10. Going left to right. Wacky play.
And if you're Coach McCroney after this game in practice on Monday, we're working on holding on the ball. It's been on the field way too much tonight.
Going to be a handoff here for Unitego Franklin in the backfield. New runner on the play. Here's Daniel O'Connor. We do have a flag as he tried to bounce it to the outside and had really no luck getting there.
I'm going to think it's another hold here, I believe, on Unitego Franklin.
And so the penalties coming back here a little bit for Unitego Franklin. Yeah, going up against Unitego Franklin again on the hold. So they're going in the wrong direction right now with these holds. Malcolm Jenkins still on the Newfield bench. He'll sit for a minute, then he gets up, he jogs around. But I think his night might be done the way they're acting down there. So that would be a tough blow for Newfield, trailing on the road here with about 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Again, thanks for listening tonight. High school football, eight-man action tonight on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Glad to have you here. Coaching staff going over talking to Malcolm Jenkins, I think saying you got to stay up and moving if you want to try to get back in this game. Hand off to Vandermark, runs up the middle, and he's in for a Unitego touchdown. Put six on the board with just under 5 minutes to go, third quarter. I don't see any flags on the field this time. And just a hard-nosed run up the middle there by Vandermark, his third touchdown tonight.
What a weapon. He really shot out right there, too. He got the handoff. You look up, and he's gone. Very impressive. And as I said, he's really impressed me tonight. We didn't see him a whole lot last week, but stepping in. And at times like this, you know, for the athletes who don't get a lot of playing time, when a guy goes down or you get your opportunity, now it's going to be hard to take him back off the field.
Two-point conversion coming up for Unitego Franklin. They will hand it off, and they're in for two with Ashton Gore. The handoff from Reese James, and it's all clicking again here for Unitego Franklin. With 4:56 to go, third quarter, Unitego Franklin now leads 34-6, and we'll be back on WCDO.
Every day at NVT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NVT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NVT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nvtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. Unitego Franklin scoring to make it 34-6. With just under 5 minutes to go in the third quarter, I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson tonight. Another kickoff that Unitego Franklin with great coverage on there.
Well, I'm waiting to see. There it is. Because if they gave the ball to Unitego Franklin on this kickoff, it had to have been an out-of-bounds kick. But the flag was not thrown. It just was thrown. But it wasn't thrown. So if they didn't throw it, it would have had to have been a recovery by Unitego Franklin, in my mind.
So let's take you through that. The kickoff, similar to what happened before, Unitego Franklin, with great coverage, got very close to recovering it on the kickoff. And this one was very close to the sideline, so it was going to be interesting to see what they made the call there for, and it looks like Newfield will have it.
Because Unitego Franklin did fall on it, just like on the line, and that's why I was waiting to see what they called, because they signaled Newfield ball.
Yep.
But I'm like, if it went out of bounds, you have to throw the flag, but eventually they did.
Boy, some good hustle and good energy from Unitego Franklin just to have a shot at that. Unitego Franklin leading 34-6. Newfield trying desperately to get back into this game. Here's a QB keeper from Austin Jenny. To the outside, he turns on the Jets and is tackled at about the 35-yard line. A touchdown-saving tackle there by Sousa to bring him down.
Great play by Sousa, great run by Jenny, though, to bounce it out. He really hesitated and waited for something to open up there because the Unitego Franklin defensive line has done a great job clogging up the middle tonight, but great patience by Jenny. And also, Nate, we see Malcolm Jenkins with ice on the ankle, so I do think his night is done.
Yep, Cleet is back off, and that's too bad. He's had a heck of a night here and was a real spark for the Newfield team. Here's Jenny throwing on a first down, throws to the flat on the outside to Pierce Brockner, and he's brought down by that Unitego Franklin defense. Coming up on 4.5 to go here, third quarter. 34-6 is our score. Unitego Franklin leading the Newfield Trojans. And again, high school soccer here on CDL will be on Monday as Unitego Franklin boys will be hosting Delhi. It's a 6 o'clock kickoff here between the Tri-Valley and the MAC. Weird to say, as Unitego Franklin playing in the Tri-Valley for soccer for boys, and Delhi, of course, in the MAC. Two wide receivers split out to the right, one to the left on a second down and 5 to go, and a little option pitch to the outside. Nowhere to go. Carl DeDominicus denying the runner to the outside, and a great tackle there for UF.
Now, as a football analyst like you are, Nate,
yeah.
Well, you have to be in some way, so we'll use professional terms here.
Sure.
What has been the most impressive thing from last week to this week about the Unitego Franklin defense to you?
Boy, you know, they don't seem to miss assignments. They seem to move so well, so fluidly in coverage. And just a play like that, an open field tackle by
yep.
DeDominicus, is just, it's really fun to watch and just well executed. That's what I feel like.
They do a lot of great open field tackling.
Going to be a throw over the middle to Brockner here on third down and 5. Brockner's going to pick up the first down just by sheer effort to drag his defenders from the 20 to the 15.
And you've watched enough football where you can be considered an analyst.
Like, hey, there we go.
Like, how long has it been? Like 10 years or whatever?
This is year 9 at CDO, yeah.
Wow.
So we were just talking last week about that first year I was here, where some of those great Unitego teams with Tanner Winchester and Josh Firebend was running and throwing it all over the place, and Nate Wilsey and Ryan Marzell, you name it, Ethan Barber, some of those guys really fun to watch back then, and I feel like it was just yesterday. Here we are 9 years later. It's grown a lot. Handoff up the middle here for Newfield, spinning out, 360 across the 10 here for Nathan King before he's brought down for Newfield with 3:05 to go in the third.
That was a really impressive spin move.
That was great.
Like, I'm really impressed by that. There was a guy that got right through the line and he just spun away. That was really impressive.
There's no quitting this Newfield team here tonight.
He's going to want to put that on the highlight reel for
yeah,
sure.
I hope they got that on the old huddle camera tonight. That was a nice run.
They have really expanded technology since I played. And I played a long time ago, but, you know, it's really impressive all the things that they can do now.
Yeah, the huddle cameras are really great. You can really hone in on different aspects of the game. It's fascinating, and it's got to be great for the coaches and all their film. Going to throw here on second down, and they try to go to the back corner of the end zone. It's overthrown, but again, there was the pressure from the Unitego defense. Is coming in kind of from that safety position was Daniel O'Connor on the far side.
Yeah, Jenny had a guy, but the defense forced him to get rid of it a little quicker than he wanted to, and it forced the incompletion. If they didn't have that pressure, you could have probably seen a touchdown there.
So just about 2:25 to go here in the third, and Unitego Franklin leading 34-6 here over visiting Newfield, a non-division 8-man Section 4 high school football game tonight.
I can't believe it's already been almost, like, it's been 9 years for you.
It's crazy, right? I mean, you blink and it... That's how it goes.
What's going to be the big thing for 10 years?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question. Here on third down, they throw for the end zone. Complete, looking for Pierce Brockner, and they find him in the back of the end zone just underneath the goalpost with 2:24 to go in the third. It's going to slice into that Unitego Franklin lead as it's now 34-12. The Spartans on top of the Newfield Trojans. Two-point conversion. Here's that kind of unique look with three wide receivers split to each side, just the center and the quarterback. They're going to throw, and it's tipped, caught by Brockner, and then he's tackled out of bounds. Again, good open field coverage there by Unitego. So 2:24 to go in the third, and Unitego Franklin now leads 34-12 over Newfield on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. Nate Lull, Skylar Thompson with you tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Remind me, I have a question for you in a minute, Sky, as Unitego gets the ball back, leading 34-12. Out to the 30-yard line, now to the 35. Reese James still on his feet to the 40. Stiff arm 45 before he's dragged down at the 48. What a return there for Unitego Franklin's Reese James.
And again, broke many tackles to pick up the extra yards and get out by the 47-yard line. Very impressive. And, you know, I bring up the 9 years for you because in the 9 years, when you first started, I'll be honest, I didn't even know who you were.
Nobody did.
And now I'm like the guy with Nate Lull, you know. Sometimes I am, but you've done such an amazing job in your 9 years for all the communities in this area, covering everything. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you sleep. I don't know. But it's really, you do an amazing job, and I always try to give you credit because you deserve all of it for this area.
Well, thank you. And I like to give a lot of credit to some of these early Unitego teams, as here's a handoff to Jacob Sargent running up the middle across the 50 to about the 48, gain of about 4 on the play. I had Nate Wilsey on my podcast, who I mentioned was on a lot of those early Unitego teams, as Unitego Franklin leading here tonight 34-12, in case you're just joining us, with 1:55 to go in the third. And he told the story. He said, you started showing up to games. We were like, who is this tall, goofy-looking guy that's on the radio? Like, who is he? And those guys kind of bought into what I was doing. And I give them a lot of credit because they were telling their friends at other schools. And then all of a sudden, it kind of just started to snowball. And so that was a lot of fun. It's always been about getting to know the athletes and their stories. Here's Reese James, left side. He's going to go 30, 25, 20, to the 15, 10, all the way down to the one-yard line before he's dragged down from behind there by Austin Jenny. Thought he had a chance. Reese James turned down the jets. It'll be a first and goal for the Spartans.
What a defensive play. Being down 34-12, you're a little deflated. You see a guy go, but he did not give up on the play and made a heck of a tackle.
That was great.
Well, I'd love to see stuff like that. Guys, not you just said it a couple minutes ago, this Newfield team not quitting. You'd love to see that.
Yeah, I thought Reese James was gone, but a great hustle play there by Austin Jenny to track him down. With a minute to go here in the third quarter, and here are the Spartans knocking on the door once again.
You mentioned them here, and Delhi gave you like a whole, like they had like a headboard cutout or whatever it was of you. And
Sydney and Delhi, both student sections, did a lot of great stuff for me. So we got a flag on the play here, going to be a false start against Unitego. And really, as the time has gone on, a lot of schools have been very open and welcoming to having me at games, you know, schools that we didn't used to cover on the radio. We found a way to get in there and start doing, especially during basketball. We've done basketball games just all over the place, over the three-county area. So it's been fun, been a lot of fun.
And credit to WCDO. I mean, I'm not just saying that because I'm on the air for them. But
no, it's true.
You guys do an amazing job. You talk about how expanded out towards Norwich even, for more coverage out that way, for people to listen to. And, you know, we've seen a lot of things in this area kind of go away a little bit. You know, the coverage isn't really what it once was, but you guys do everything.
This will be a 40 seconds to go here in the third. Going to be a first down. Jacob Sargent still on his feet, bowling his way forward. And is he in? Yes, touchdown. Jacob Sargent put 6 on the board there for Unitego. Would not be denied down by the goal line with 34 seconds to go in the third.
watching runs like that makes me so happy to not be playing on the field anymore and standing up here. I would not want to be in the way. He just ran over a few guys, and as I said, it's a lot easier being up here.
Yeah, he wanted that touchdown, and he would not be denied. And that makes it 40-12 here for Unitego Franklin over Newfield late in the third quarter. Unitego Franklin going for two. Snap. They go to Vandermark. Tries to go up the middle, and the door gets shut, and he's unable to get in. So it's Unitego Franklin 40 and Newfield 12, late third quarter. We'll be back on CDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center for wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service? Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Here's the kickoff after the Unitego Franklin touchdown. Fielded at the 30 and down there for Newfield. And so, again, our score late third quarter is Unitego Franklin 40 and Newfield 12. And it's been a really solid night tonight for the Unitego Franklin, Spartans, I guess you can call them. And they're going to be happy with this if they can hang on the rest of the night and maybe walk out of here with a W.
Yeah, they've got to be very happy with the way they've played. As we said earlier on, you never know when you have a new quarterback going in there, a team that throws the ball well.
Oh, boy, we got a player missing here. He was supposed to be in and was over on the sideline. He's got to run back out now here for Newfield. And that's kind of been the night it's been for the Newfield Trojans. Just a tough break there. They're going to have to hustle back up to the line here with the play clock. And it looks like they're just going to get this off. Jenny throwing to the outside now, and the rush is coming. He's brought down. Had nowhere to go. He pump faked, tried to get out of it, but Chase Simons was right there to bring him down.
And another new name that we say on the air for this Unitego Franklin defense.
Yeah, just guys making plays from all over the place. And, you know, from talking a little bit with the coaching staff last week, they said, you know, we got some young guys, some sophomores. These are their first games on varsity, and they've been very pleased with how they've stepped up here to answer the call in the first couple games of the varsity season. So third quarter in the books, Unitego Franklin leading 40-12 over Newfield. We'll be right back on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, everybody. We're getting you set for the start of the fourth quarter here tonight at Unitego. Under the lights, eight-man football action. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson. And our score currently, Unitego Franklin leading Newfield 40-12. Sky, my question for you was, you know, you talked about me and the last 9 years and what I've been doing here at CDL, but, you know, when you first started coming on the air with me, especially for football, was right after you had finished up coaching at Walton, and I just didn't know, you know, do you miss it this time of the year? Walton always such a good program. Is we're going to have a second down and long coming up here for Newfield. They're now going left to right, so we'll get to that in a minute. But a throw here on first down over the middle. Pass is complete and going to be very close to a first down, just a little short, as they decide to throw over the middle to Warrior Minor, number five here for Newfield.
Great name for football, too.
Warrior Minor. Doesn't get any better than that. That's great.
And here we go. We see some hurry-up offense from this Newfield team.
Wow, two wide receivers split to the right. They throw to the outside, and it's incomplete. Just a little too rushed as they try to go back to Minor there. Fourth down coming.
So to answer your question, it's always tough looking up here and, you know, just looking down and not being really a part of it. But, you know, it's nice, too, though, because we get to do a lot of different games. I get to see a lot of different teams, go to different schools. When I was coaching, I got to go to schools that I had never been at before, you know, playing at Oneonta. I'm not going to Delhi's or anything like that.
Sure.
But, you know, in coaching and basketball, going to South Courtwright's, and it was a lot. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you've coached high school football and basketball over the last couple of years, and now we've signed you to the exclusive CDO contract, I think. It's fourth down here for Newfield. They try to go long over the middle, and it's incomplete, so a turnover on downs here for the Trojans.
And really, I'm very fortunate to be able to do this because, you know, you do a lot of good things for the community, and I like being a part of it with you, but... you know, everyone can go back and listen to our first podcast. How you and I really kind of started talking was just this random guy sending you weird videos of these country guys or whatever it
yeah.
was for Johnny Mac Brown and Lester Roadhog Moran and, you know, Cadillac Cowboys. And one thing led to another, and now we're here. So.
Now we're here. Well, in all my travels, much like I connected with you, you get people reaching out, looking for scores, just talking about games and stuff, and that's kind of how we connected, and you send some funny stuff back and forth, and next thing you know, I ask you to be on the radio. So looks like a timeout taken here by Unitigo early in this fourth quarter, leading 40-12. Newfield staying right on the field. They're ready to go, and now they kind of break the huddle here. And now I think we're going to get the official signal for the timeout.
There it is.
Unitigo got some extra time out of that, but we're going to break for 30 seconds. 11:32 to go in the fourth, and Unitigo Franklin leads 40-12 here over Newfield. We'll be back.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Skyler Thompson with you here tonight on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com, as here is a fumble out of the timeout by Unitigo Franklin. But it looks like they were able to just get that back in time. So this will bring up second down and about 12, loss of two on the play.
I think that timeout for Unitigo Franklin was to get the guys in the right position, stuff like that. Looks like they've made some switches here on offense here in the fourth quarter. To finish off your question, though, I've been very fortunate my entire life to be around some great athletes. But in my coaching career, I've been around two in particular, one at Walton, one at Franklin, with Dylan Jacob from Walton and Matt Zarrow at Franklin, who I just think are just incredible athletes and great guys as well. So for me, I'm very fortunate to experience guys like that and be around them and their families.
Yeah, you really, you know, those are two guys that have been at the top of the heap here the last couple of years in terms of excellent athletes in the area. A fumble here by Unitigo. Newfield's going to recover. Again, Unitigo Franklin has put some new guys in. It showed right there as just the snap went high, it was on the ground, and Newfield recovered.
And I love Newfield there being happy, you know, about getting the fumble. They don't care about the score. They just keep playing. And you love that about high school sports. Because at the end of the day, that's what it is. It's high school sports. You got to enjoy it. You just mentioned how your 9 years have gone by so fast, and it goes by really fast. I mean, it's been 8 years, I think, for me since I last played, or nine, myself, actually. I think your first year was my last.
Wow, that's crazy to think about.
know.
You were out there, and we weren't doing Oneonta games at the time.
You could have cared less about me.
We try to squeeze in some Oneonta games when we can, and we've started to pick up more over the years as some of the other stations around have not been doing the games as much. So I'm trying to circle that Oneonta Sydney game later in the year. I think could be fun to do.
I think that could be. They haven't played each other in a little while, I don't believe. So
they played, I believe, during kind of the weird COVID.
Okay.
The spring season that we had.
I remember that.
But it's been a while. In terms of a regular season matchup, now that Sydney has moved up in the division, they will play. So that's, it's fun. Fun little rivalry game. Second down at about 8 to go. Pass incomplete for Newfield as they have taken over after that fumble going left to right with 10 minutes to go here in this fourth quarter.
You know, it's funny I say that you couldn't have cared less about me. I was at a meeting the other day, and it was we were talking about a meeting that I was at prior to that, and I said, no one at this other meeting knew who I was, so I clearly don't have the kind of celebrity status that, you know, I may think I need to have, you know, with being involved in a community, which I don't think I need to have it at all, but it was really funny.
So this will be a third down and about 7 to go here for Newfield going left to right. Trailing 40-12, trying to work their way back into this game. Newfield throwing deep. They got a receiver. It's Warrior Minor, but through his hands. He wanted a call there, thought maybe there was some contact, but Unitigo Franklin on the good coverage with Chase Simons.
And that was another beautiful thrown ball. He put in a spot where only his guy could probably catch it. Great coverage, but if it's either my guy or no one, that was a great ball.
So fourth down coming up, about a 4th and 7 here for Newfield, right at midfield at their own 44-yard line. And Newfield, you know, some tough breaks tonight, a couple injuries that have hurt, and just things have not gone their way. Some of the bounces, just, you know, sometimes the football gods aren't with you, and they haven't been with Newfield tonight, I feel like. Here's that look we see on the two-point conversion. The lone center, the quarterback, and then three wide receivers split to the left, three to the right. Now the three to the left come back into the line, and the two from the right come back to the line. So we have one wide receiver and now a man in motion. Boy, that's like a circus play there. They're going to throw over the middle, and it's complete to Warrior Minor. First down and more. He's into Unitigo territory at the 30, and the movement and the trickery works, and they are able to pick up the first down. Wow. I mean, there was so much movement there, it was really hard to figure out where everybody was going, and we got an injury on the play now.
In your 9 years, have you ever seen every guy on offense start in one spot and then end up in a different one by the staff?
I don't think so. There was a wacky play that Green used to run a couple of years ago that would have guys moving all over the place. But that's what is so interesting about the 8-man game is there's so much creativity in terms of what you can do and not do. I feel like 11-man, we seem to see the same old stuff, which is fine. It works. But a play like that, you will never see an 11-man, that's for sure.
I couldn't help but laugh because they brought the first guys in, all right, you know. Then they bring the other ones, and then another one, and then the guy goes in motion. It's like, this is just great. I love the creativity. I love the fun aspect of this.
Injured player is up and walked back over to the sideline there for Newfield, so everything is okay. Glad that all is well there. So 9.5 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 40-12. Unitigo Franklin on top of Newfield. Newfield looking to throw. They have a receiver, and it's through the hands of the intended receiver on the play, and it's incomplete as they were looking for Riker Reed with 9:15 to go here in the fourth.
You know what I would love to see you do? Not like, you know, you don't have anything else to do, obviously.
Yeah.
I would love to see a March Madness-type bracket of all the teams you've covered in your 9 years and have people vote on those matchups.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That would be something. That would be something. That's what I say is like opening Pandora's box. You start doing stuff like that. And we've done some things like that over the years. Boy, it opens up some debate.
There's been some good teams. That's why.
Yeah, which it's fun. But you get people talking like that, and you can really see the pride come out in that type of a situation. A handoff here. Cross the 30 to the 25 here for Newfield. And just seeing where the ball's going to be spotted here. I would say it's about the 22-yard line here. Going to be a first. That was enough for a first down.
I'm liking this Newfield offense right now, Nate. They're moving the ball. They've had a couple of really nice pass plays, one where everyone moved and stuff. But But they've really moved the ball here nice.
Going to be first and 10, but the 20-yard line here for Newfield going left to right. They're inside the Unitego Franklin red zone. Again, handing it off here for King to the outside, and he is wrapped up and brought down. And we're seeing some new guys out there now for Unitego Franklin getting a look here late in this contest with a 40-12 lead.
I think that was Chase Simons again, and he made a nice play on that. He grabbed the guy, he kept moving, but he didn't let go. What a nice play.
Yeah, didn't let go of the shirt, that's for sure. So 8:10 to go here, fourth quarter. It's 40-12. Second down and about 6 to go. Two wide receivers split to the left, and here's the snap. They throw to the outside, and it's too tall for the intended receiver, Riker Reed, on the far side. And so 7:55 to go here, fourth quarter. Third down and 8 coming up here for Newfield. Long trip here tonight for the Newfield Trojans out of the Ithaca area. As that's kind of the two divisions in eight-man right now. You kind of have this Eastern Division, I would say, with Green and Oxford and Unitego Franklin and UV. And the other division out there, the West seems to have more eight-man teams, Groton and Trumansburg and Newfield and a bunch of those teams out in the western part of the section. Going to be a QB keeper to the outside here for Newfield, and they will score with Austin Jenny. Heading to that left corner of the end zone, did a nice job to sprint to the left side and gets in for 6 with 7:45 to go here, fourth quarter.
Do you know how many teams New York State as a whole has? Because aren't they close to having like a state championship amount of teams, I think, now?
Yeah, so it's gone through the, I believe it's gotten all the way through. I'll have to ask Matt Hafley here, the Unitego Athletic Director. I believe this will be the first year of the eight-man state championship. It goes through like a phase where the first year of eight-man, they'll do like a sectional championship.
Okay.
The next year, they'll do a regional. And last year, they did a state semifinal. I believe this will be the first year of an eight-man state championship. And Section 4 has done very well. Here's the two-point conversion, and it's good to Riker Reed with 7:44 to go here in the fourth quarter. And over the last couple of years of having New York State eight-man football, Section 4 has been represented very well. And I have no doubt if we had had a state championship game, we would have gotten there and possibly won for sure. So 7:45 to go fourth quarter. It's 40-20 now. Unitego Franklin on top of Newfield. And we'll be back on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. 7:44 to go fourth quarter. Nate Lull, Skyler Thompson with you on WCDO. Unitego Franklin football leading Newfield 40-20 in eight-man action here tonight at the U. After that touchdown by Newfield, this will be Unitego getting the ball here at the 35-yard line. And again, that last touchdown was by Austin Jenny on a QB keeper there for Newfield. That was about a 15-yard run for Austin Jenny. So 40-20 our score, and Unitego Franklin has put some different guys into the game here in different positions, getting some of those substitutes in there. And so we'll see how this drive goes, as I'm sure they'll want to get some time off of this clock. And a handoff here. Jacob Vandermark handing it off, and nowhere to go as Riker Reed came flying through to bring down the ball carrier.
And Vandermark being the jack of all trades tonight. Now he's in at quarterback after being in at running back all game.
Yeah, we saw on the roster that he is listed as QB. Haven't seen him there until the last couple of minutes. So 7:15 to go, fourth quarter. I'm sure this has got to be tough, I would think, as a coaching staff, right? You want to take your guys out. You want to keep them healthy. You want to protect this lead, but you got to kind of work the clock a little bit too. Second down and about 15 to go. QB keeper for Vandermark running to the outside, runs over his man, and then is tackled at the 40. Glad to see him get up there as he kind of got tackled awkwardly with his leg, but appears to be fine. And this will be third manageable here for Unitigo at the 40.
Yeah, that's always a dangerous play. He was held up by his ankle and just kind of standing there like just out in no man's land.
Yeah.
You can take some pretty big hits there, so it's always good to see a guy get up from that.
Well, I wonder, too, now that I think back on it, he kind of stopped, and I wondered if he was like, oh, I want to stay in bounds. I want to keep the clock going at this point, and kind of stopped and then got tied up in an awkward position. Ball at about the 39-yard line. Unitigo Franklin's in the green with the white trim going right to left. Vandermark in the shotgun on a third. It's a little longer, maybe a third and six. Snap is over his head. He's going to have to chase it back. It's scooped up by Newfield inside the 25. And it's recovered here by the Trojans. Johnny on the spot was Pierce Brockner for Newfield with 6:05 to go.
And Newfield with some life here, Nate.
Yeah, this game is not over. I mean, it's 40-20. And Coach McCroney might have to go back to bring the starters back in.
And it looks like that's what he's doing right now, it looks like.
As now, after that fumble recovery, Newfield is going to get it at the 22-yard line. Just outside of the Unitigo red zone. I mean, you put six on the board here, maybe eight, and we're talking this is a whole different ball game here with 6:05 to go. So the Trojans haven't had a whole lot of luck tonight in terms of just getting the bounces to go their way, but now they're back in this ball game, looking for more. So again, going left to right, here is Austin Jenny, the QB. The snap, looking, the lefty tosses one up. He's got a receiver in the end zone, caught, and no, incomplete. It was initially caught there by Riker Reed and then somehow popped out of his hands in the right corner of the end zone. Tough break.
That's a close play right there.
Did he have control of it for long enough?
I don't think so, but that's a tough call right there because as soon as the ball crosses the plane and you have control, that's a touchdown. So great ball, great play. But what a play by the defender who to knock it out from behind like that.
It looked like he had it, and then all of a sudden it popped out of his hands, and a tough break there for Riker Reed. He's going to come over and get a quick break on the bench here with 5:58 to go in the fourth, and he's exhausted. He just laid down right there by the side of the bench. Newfield trying to run it up the middle there with Nathan King, and he had nowhere to go. And, yeah, much of the starters are back into this ball game now on defense to try to shore things up.
And if you're Newfield, if you had completed that touchdown pass on the very first play, you get the ball back, that's huge.
It really would have turned the tide here because now clock is running. Newfield tried to run that one up the middle with nowhere to go. I think one of the linemen was waving to you there, Sky.
A lineman?
Yeah, on Unitigo.
I wasn't paying attention. I was.
Drop back to pass. And it's a sack here for Unitigo. Breaking through there was Devin Stilson. And well done, a big loss on the play.
The only one I think it could have been would have been number 66.
It was.
Okay.
It was Nolan, yes.
So that's Nolan Boyle.
Tell us your connection there.
So I had the pleasure of coaching Nolan at basketball over at Franklin. He is a great kid, and it's great to see him on the football. He's a football guy first, and he will admit that, and he did to me. Just very much so like a few years ago, another guy who went here, Leo Temple,
mm-hmm.
who was a very good running back for Unitigo Franklin.
I just happened to look out, and he was looking right up at us, and he waved. So I was like, I got to tell you.
Most of the time, it's probably for you.
No, I think that was you, because last week he was real friendly with us after the game, and I liked it. You were kind of saying, hey, you know, I miss coaching you. It was cool, good relationship between you guys. 4:25 to go in the fourth, 40-20, a pass incomplete. So So Unitego Franklin trying to hang on here late in this fourth quarter to pick up their second win of the year.
And, you know, that goes back to me coaching. I've been very fortunate in at Walton and at Franklin, the two places I've officially coached, and just had some great relationships with all the players and their families. And it's I've been more lucky than I even thought I could have been in regards to that, because you never know going in, especially being, you know, the age that I am is younger than most coaches, I would say. You never know, but I've been very, very fortunate.
Yeah, you've been in some really great situations, some great teams, some great athletes, as we talked about earlier. And, yeah, it's I hope at some point they'll talk you back into to being on the sidelines.
Yeah, I don't know.
So here with 4:25 to go, it'll be a first and 10 for Unitego Franklin at their own 30-yard line. And Vandermark going to try to hand this off. Ball was on the turf. Vandermark picked it up. He'll run to the outside and a short gain before he's tackled, but he stays inbounds. Clock is moving. And again, another play where they're having trouble holding onto the football.
I was just about to ask you, have you ever seen a game where the ball's been on the ground so often, but they've recovered themselves? They've really lucked out tonight in that respect.
I wish we had that stat of, like, how many times the ball for both teams has been loose here tonight, because it's been a lot.
Add it to NateLaw.com.
Yeah. Nate, could you keep track of how many times the ball pops out in a given football game? So I did. When we opened the top scorers page, I immediately had a flood of questions of, could I do this, could I do that? And, you know, it's difficult. It's really tough to keep track of all this stuff, but we're doing our best. Here on a second down, the ball again on the turf and is picked up by Newfield. Unitego Franklin cannot hold on to this ball right now. Trojans again get it back with 3:27 to go, trailing 40-20. My goodness. So again, it's going to be put on the UF defense to try to hold on here. And essentially, now if you're a Unitego Franklin fan, you're thinking, okay, we got to run this out, we got to run the clock out. But this is they've given the opportunity back to Newfield once again.
And like I said earlier, Coach McCroney and this Unitego Franklin coaching staff will not be happy at Monday's practice. I can't imagine with the protecting of the football. They've lucked out tonight with the bounces going back their way. But when it's a closer game than this, you can't have that happen.
Let's see if they maybe go back to the air. No, they try to run up the middle with King, and he is brought down. Good open field tackling again by Carl DeDominicus, who wrapped him up. And again, we talked about it earlier. When this starting group is in and there's a run or a pass to the edge, we've been so impressed with the tackling ability.
I believe DeDominicus is a good wrestler, I believe. Right? I think.
Yes, and also a Franklin product.
Yeah, that's how I know he's a wrestler, not a basketball player.
Yeah, you would know if he is.
Because he's a very good athlete.
Yeah. Carl and his older brother, who has graduated, Tony, doing a good job over the last couple of years for this UF team. Great catch there, or was it incomplete? Incomplete to Riker Reed as he laid out for that one as they threw it over the middle. So clock moving down to 2:37 to go here in this fourth quarter, and UF trying to hold on with a 40-20 lead. So the ball here at the 32-yard line for Newfield. As again, they've recovered two fumbles here in the fourth quarter, and they have been knocking on the door, but the UF defense has been able to hold. Unitego Franklin hasn't made it easy on themselves here over the last couple of minutes to try to put the icing on the cake. Waiting for the snap. Looking for a man in motion. Austin Jenny, the QB, calling a little bit of an audible there. Tries to throw to the outside. Now it's a pitch up the middle.
Wow.
It's complete. Only good for a couple of yards. Derek Jordan on the tackle there as Jackson Chafee was the receiver on the play.
Nate, that was not scripted. He's like pitched the ball. I hate to compare a high school kid to like an NFL quarterback.
You're right, though.
Mahomes, but he flipped the ball forward as he was rolling out, and like a last second, not panic, but because he knew exactly what he was doing. But what a play!
Yeah, he kind of called the receiver in motion from right to left. The receiver kind of looked at him, and I don't think it was scripted. And then they ran that play where they did the pitch up the middle, It worked. It was well done. A score from inside here as Unitigo Volleyball was playing Deposit Hancock tonight. DH clips Unitigo 3-2 in the volleyball contest. Busy night here at the U. Going to throw here on a fourth down. They got Riker Reed. He holds on but is ripped out of bounds again by Carl DeDominicus in coverage. First down, though, for Newfield with 1:29 left. Not sure how Carl was able to get back there to rip him down, but he did. But Newfield playing all the way up to the final whistle here.
And that's something we've been saying all game about this Unitigo Franklin defense. They move all over the field very well.
And so can Newfield punch it in one more time here late in this fourth quarter with 1:25 left. Clock is moving. You'll want to stay tuned. We'll have our postgame show coming up with our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. Waiting for the snap. They'll try to run up the middle, and it looks like the green and white curtain was able to shut the door there. Devin Stilson doing a good job to make that tackle for Unitigo. Minute to go. 20-point lead here for Unitigo Franklin. They'll pick up their second win of the year. Back-to-back wins over Edison last week and then at Newfield this week.
Yeah, that game last week against Edison was electric.
I got a lot of comments this week about my color commentator's use of creative words last week for the Thomas Edison team.
And I apologize to all of them that I don't have any for Newfield.
30 seconds left. This will be a second down and goal to go for Newfield. They throw, and it's complete and in for the touchdown as they were able to find on the right wing side Nathan King for the score. And so two touchdowns here in the fourth quarter has closed the gap a little bit, but with 24 seconds left, too little too late here for the Newfield Trojans as they will go for two, now trailing 40-26.
As a Knicks fan, knowing the Reggie Miller game, you can't say that. You never know. I wasn't alive to see that, but you can't say it.
Yeah, certainly we've seen some wacky things in our high school sports coverage, so never say never. And on the two-point conversion, they will fall incomplete. Intended receiver on the play was the tight end, who's had a nice night, Pierce Brockner. So our score is 40-26 now. With 24 seconds left, we'll take a 30-second break and be right back on WCDO.
Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge has got you covered for fall. Leaf bags and rakes for the yard, stove pipe, furnace filters, and supplies for the wood stove. Heat tape, window plastics, and water pipe insulation for those cold winter days. And they stock RV supplies, including power adapters, black water holding tanks, RV antifreeze, awning cleaner, and more. Lean and Tree greeting cards and nails or screws by the pound, too. It's all at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. 24 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. Nate Lull, Skylar Thompson with you. And will Newfield try something here, Sky? An onside kick? Are they just going to boot it deep? Head for the bus? What do you do here?
Kick it right at Nolan.
So we'll see what they decide to do. Our good friend there, Nolan Boyles, on the line, waiting for it. But no, they're going to kick it deep, and Unitigo Franklin will receive, and it'll be down at about the 27-yard line, and they could just knee it out here at this point if they want.
And I say that because in the very last game I ever played in, I was only against Walton, a crossover game. So Coach Hoover was on the other side. He coached us a couple years before that, before he went back over to Walton, and he, on a kickoff, had his kicker drill a line drive at the guy right in the middle of our kickoff.
Really?
It hit off of him, so it's a live ball, and they recovered.
Oh,
I was laughing really hard. They recovered. I was still laughing really hard, but at the same time, I was like, what the?
Unitigo taking the knee here. One of the Newfield guys being a little creative there, I think. He might deserve an Oscar for the fall over on that on the line, but that's going to do it. As they take the knee and knee it out, a great win here tonight for Unitigo Franklin. Got up early, and Newfield clawed their way back in, but UNTECO Franklin able to hold on for a 40-26 victory here tonight. We'll be back with the postgame show. We'll hand out our three awards here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back one last time to UNTECO High School. Our final score tonight is 40-26. UNTECO Franklin football defeating Newfield. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Sky Thompson. A great win here tonight for the Spartans. So let's get into our three awards here. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank. Top rated by Forbes and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. You know, Sky, we could go, and I think we should, three touchdowns tonight for Jacob Vandermark. Great to see him so involved tonight. And those two touchdowns in the first half really set the tone for UNTECO Franklin.
And as we said many times, he wasn't really involved last week, but stepped up big tonight when they needed him. He'll probably be getting a lot more minutes going forward as well.
Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, and this is going to be a tough one to pick tonight. Brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local high school football teams on WCDO. A lot of great talent here tonight. Zach Sousa was tough. Derek Jordan was tough. Carl D. Dominicus was tough. I feel like Carl made a lot of great plays, and we should probably go with him. What do you think?
Yeah, he was a monster again tonight on defense. Another really solid game for him all around. I agree.
Lastly, tonight is the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities. Happy to be a part of high school sports here on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. Could go a lot of different ways here tonight. Jacob Sargent was fantastic. Reese James was fantastic. I'd like to go Reese James. You put him in at QB. He was kind of the architect of the offense here tonight. Did a great job.
Stepping in a position you don't normally play, he did a great job. I agree with that one as well.
So that's our three awards here tonight, and we will be back on the air next Friday somewhere for a high school football game. So make sure you listen to CDO this week or check out natelull.com. We do have our radio schedule on there now, so we'll update you on that. We'll have high school soccer here on Monday night as UNTECO Franklin will be hosting the Delhi Boys at 6 p.m. under the lights. Delhi Boys with the big upset tonight over previously undefeated Afton Harpersville. So they're coming in hot. UNTECO Franklin is 7-1 on the season, so certainly they're coming in rolling as well. So that should be a great game, high school soccer on Monday at 6 o'clock. So, all right, Sky, final score again, 40-26. Any final thoughts?
Another great night of football for us, and looking forward to next week with whatever we may get.
Yeah, thanks for listening tonight. Have a great rest of your weekend. Stay dry if this rain comes our way. Final score one more time, 40-26, UNTECO Franklin takes down Newfield. An eight-man football action here tonight for Sky Thompson. I'm Nate Lull. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the CDO studios. He always does such a great job. So have a great weekend here from WCDO Sports.
You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
More music, more variety. Your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
If I won me the lottery, I'd dance naked in the street, tap, tap full of money, and you'd want to get to know me.